Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. In the studio, I have Vicki Sanders, who I have asked back, but we're not allowed to laugh, Vicki.
Okay, we'll be very serious, Patty.
Vicki's a Saanich counselor, amongst other things. Marlene Bergstrom is here, Mount Tommy Community Association president. How are you doing, Marlene?
I'm great, Patty. Thanks for having
me. Great to have you here. And, of course, Chef Heidi Fink is going to talk food off the top. How are you, Heidi?
I'm great, thank you.
Excellent. Later on the show, we're going to talk to Andrea from Poppy's the Florist about some great Easter arrangements, plus some classes coming up there. Also about laser aesthetics. Stay tuned for that. Maybe talk about our jiggly bits. You like that?
I don't have any.
That might make us laugh.
Well, you know, Heidi, you were saying that people always ask you, and you say, I hate this, how come you're not, 1,000 pounds because you're so trim and you're a chef?
I'm not as trim as I look.
And you have 4 or 5 answers, so what's your best one?
I have several answers. Oh, what's my best one? I have 2. Can I give you 2?
Yeah, please.
Number one is I exercise quite a bit, mm-hmm. A variety of different things. That's the only reason I exercise, actually, so I can eat.
Good.
Oh, good.
And the other thing is that I really love my food, and I sit down, and I enjoy every bite, and I eat wholesome food. I love food. I love fat. I love cheese. I love meat. I love it all, but I savor every bite, and I think when you're eating really good food and you're appreciating it, you just don't eat as much.
And you're aware of it.
Yeah.
And Marlene, your partner is a chef as well, so same thing. I mean, you're trim. How do you stay so trim?
Well, exercise, whole foods, planting a garden is a great thing when it's in your backyard, and you can really get some healthy food right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we're going to talk about some ethnic cooking, too, because you say in Victoria, we met last week at London Chef and at their great event for their first year anniversary,
yes.
That people in Victoria love some of these classes that you teach. Mm-hmm. And why is that? Because they're sick of the everyday and they want something a little more exotic?
Yeah, I guess. Ethnic food is so flavorful. I mean, the spices and the herbs and the different types of deep-fried things, I guess.
Oh, you know, deep-fried.
Well, I was just thinking all the different types of snacks. Like, we eat burgers and fries, for instance, as our sort of quick go-to snacky food, and it's yummy. But it gets exciting when it's something different, when it's spiced meat stuffed inside a little dough package and then deep-fried with chutney. You know, it seems new and exciting.
And chutneying those different flavors. Yeah. So does it have to be complicated, though? Because I think when you hear this, you think, oh, probably so many ingredients, and I don't know where I'd find them or how I put it together.
You know, it's interesting. That's one thing that happens a lot in the classes is that people are often surprised at how quickly and easily they can throw together a really good meal. And, you know, for instance, I've been testing Moroccan recipes all week. Funny, because mm-hmm. at the London Chef, it was a Moroccan night.
It was, and delicious.
It was very good, very good. And I've been testing these recipes for a class I have coming up, and I'm consistently surprised at how much easier it is actually to make Moroccan food even than Indian food, and how it's still so flavorful.
And you were talking about the tagine, too, at that party.
Tagine,
that it's just steam, right? You can use anything?
You can use anything. Yeah, basically a tagine is an earthenware pot with a conical lid, and the idea is that it kind of seals it, and it cooks very, very slowly in its own juices. Mm-hmm. And they're usually add a bit of liquid, obviously, and it's kind of like slow cooking, really. And the tagine is nice because of the conical lid, the top doesn't ever get that hot, so you can actually grab it with your hand because it's so far away from the source of the heat. But you can make a tagine in any kind of pot.
And it's basically one pot cooking, so you can serve that nicely at the table and put it into that and serve it.
Well, exactly. That's the thing about a tagine is it looks very nice as a serving piece, whereas you taking your big Dutch oven out of the oven and onto the table doesn't look
so hot.
Yeah.
We're going to take some calls today, too, if you want to ask Chef Heidi any questions at 250-386-1161, and TJ will answer your phone calls. So if you have any questions about cooking, we're going to talk Easter a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to be cooking some ethnic foods, what kind of staples, I know there's different countries and different things, but what kind of staples would you have in your cupboard for most of these dishes?
Well, it's important to have a good array of spices. One thing I talk about in the classes is to go out as much as you can to some of the ethnic grocery stores and buy some whole spices, like whole cumin seed, whole coriander, cinnamon sticks, that kind of thing, because they keep their flavor and aroma for a number of years, whereas the ground stuff dissipates quite quickly. And you can use one of those Jamie Oliver flavor shaker things, or you can use your coffee grinder or mortar and pestle just to quickly grind it up. And I know that people don't have time to grind spices, after they come home from work. What I always do is I grind up a bunch that I need, that I might use over the next couple months, and then I have it, freshly ground spices right there. And So having an array of spices that you might use in Indian, Middle Eastern, North African, and Asian cooking, and Mexican, they all tend to use a lot of the same spices. Mm-hmm. So having that on hand is helpful. And, of course, having things, of course, like garlic, ginger, herbs, you know, rice.
How do you store ginger? Is that supposed to be in the fridge or just in the
cupboard? There's a variety of things. You can store it in the fridge. You can store it in the freezer. You can stick it in a pot and it will grow.
No right way.
There's no right way. Exactly. Whatever works for you.
Vicky, are you like me that I have spices that my parents had?
Well, I was just thinking about that. No wonder I cooked a meatloaf the other day. My husband said, you didn't put any garlic in it. I said, tons of garlic in it. So it's probably dead garlic.
Yeah.
So Heidi, do you have any recommendations? Like, we use a lot of coconut milk because we have dairy mm-hmm. allergies broth that we do a lot of our cooking with. Mm-hmm. Besides coconut milk, any other suggestions to cook, like rice or anything else with?
To flavor it?
Well, those are actually two really good suggestions, broth and coconut milk. What else do I use? Well, I actually like to have saffron on hand to cook with rice, and then you can use that with water.
Just a little sprinkling of it?
Yeah, you don't use very much. You use, like, you know, a quarter teaspoon.
What else? And lime is big, isn't it, too, with the rice and stuff for the Thai?
Sometimes you could put... you could put lime zest or lime leaves, the Thai lime leaves, in at the last minute. I'm just trying to think what else I would cook rice with. I actually, you know what, the funny thing is in Asia, generally, they usually cook rice very plain, like with water. They don't even add salt or anything to it. And it sort of becomes a neutral vehicle for all the other flavors. In the Middle East, they do tend to use the broths and that kind of thing. Sometimes in my cooking classes, I make what I call a spice broth. So I use water and then I add a bunch of spices like peppercorns, cardamom, cinnamon sticks, and simmer it almost like a tea, you know, for 10 minutes and then strain that and use that to cook the rice. It tastes really good.
We add a lot of things to our rice. We're forever adding chili peppers, different types of chili peppers. So the coconut milk and then chili peppers, sometimes different curries in it.
Yeah, that would be
and,
good.
And we love the different flavors of rice because we do eat a lot of it. But that's a good way of doing it.
Yeah.
Yummy. And if people want to get a hold of you, Heidi, because you do all kinds of stuff you're doing, tell us five, six things.
I cooking classes. Mm-hmm. And I teach at a variety of locations. I teach at Cook Culture and London Chef, both downtown. I teach at a bunch of community centers. And I do culinary tours of Chinatown. I have one tomorrow and one the next weekend.
Wow. And I also have a blog.
Yes, I have a blog, which I try to update at least once a week if I can. And I also work as an instructional assistant in the culinary arts program at Camosun College.
And you have two children.
And I have two children. Yes.
Wow. Well done. When we come back, we're going to talk with Heidi. You're welcome to call him. Eric's on the phone. We'll get to him when we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Easter as well. Back in a minute.
This is Dave Dixon. On the next show, we'll talk with Robert Holmes, president of the BCCLA, about BC's justice system. What needs fixing? Don't miss it.
Dave Dixon, weekdays 1 to 3 on CFAX 1070.
Have you been living with a water entry problem in your basement or crawl space? Have you been reluctant to deal with it because you saw the mess and heard the cost next door at your neighbor's? Well, Earth Service Drain Master has been solving water entry and drainage problems economically for 32 years. Trust our drainage team to restore, repair, or renew your existing system back into working condition. Call Earth Service Drain Master at 250-479-0195. We will be glad to arrange a visit and assess your problem.
Hi, this is Barry Bowman for Ross Place Retirement Residence. For some years now, Ross Place has offered select suites for winter rentals, respite, and short-term stays. Once again, fully furnished suites are available this winter, including 3 sumptuous meals per day and a host of activities. So give yourself a break from the long, cold, wet winter and let us take care of you. Rates start at only $75 per day. Located near the corner of Hillside and Douglas. Call now to inquire about winter stays at Ross Place.
Bolin Books Hillside Center is Victoria's community bookstore, bringing you the best books from around the world for more than 35 years. This week at Bolin Books...
Jody Pico's Lone Wolf. A decision must be made about a father's life. Keep him alive or let him go. How far will each sibling go to do what he or she thinks is right? Lone Wolf by number one New York Times bestselling author Jody Pico is available at...
Bolin Books, Victoria's community bookstore in Hillside Center. Call the Bolin Book line at 595 Read.
You don't need to be bulletproof to be a hero. You don't need a cape to save tomorrow. You can leap tall curbs in a single stride, ride buses that maybe aren't more powerful than a locomotive, but public transit is a clean air incentive that will get you from A to B safely. Every city has a heart, and it's time we start stopping. We've been clogging up the arteries with pollution, but it's a new age. So gauge your commitment to tomorrow by how many steps you take today.
Do you have a transit story? Share your everyday hero story at transithero.ca.
We are back with Chef Heidi Fink and also Vicki Sanders and Marlene Bergstrom. We're going to talk a little bit about Easter, but first we have a call. Eric, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Eric?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, and you had a question for Chef Heidi.
Actually, you were talking about mediums to cook it with rice with.
Yeah.
I find when I'm doing a chicken, my kids like, I use 1/4 the amount of water I substitute. I use orange juice or pineapple juice.
Oh, that sounds good.
That does sound good.
Or a mango juice, and it goes really well with any kind of seafood you'd be putting on the rice or chicken.
Ooh, and what kind of seafood or chicken? Tell us about what kind of meals you put together.
As far as seafood, my kids really like prawns.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
And do you just, with butter and garlic?
Yeah, just nice and simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best result. And when we do chicken, sometimes we infuse the chicken.
Eric, you're good.
Yeah. Want to come teach my classes, Eric?
What about shake and bake?
Shake and bake. That's one of Vicky's favorites, Eric. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for calling in. Great chatting with you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you guys too.
Okay,
thank
take
you.
Care.
Thank you.
Gosh, don't you love that men
yes.
are such great cooks? He's yeah. talking about his kids. Like, isn't that just the best example?
I get a lot of men in my cooking class. They really like cooking.
I love it.
It's fun. Actually, I just finished teaching a spring break cooking camp this past week. All day long with lots of kids in the kitchen, and lots of boys take that, at least 50% boys.
That's wonderful, because yeah. I think, you know, a well-trained man makes a great husband.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't let my
teach him young.
Yeah. Teach him how to iron, too.
Yeah, that's a good iron. Now, Easter dinner. You have, your family's mm-hmm. in Port Alberni. You've got several sisters. Are you traditional, or do you do, like, ethnic stuff? Are you a ham or a turkey?
No, we're totally the ham, lemon meringue pie, etc., the traditional Easter dinner. You were talking earlier about gardening, and my mom has a giant garden, and so usually by Easter we're able to have some stuff, maybe snap peas or early lettuces or something out of the garden. She's the insane, like the greenhouse.
The greenhouse. You need the greenhouse.
Need the greenhouse,
yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it a lot of work to have a garden, though?
Well,
yeah, I think it's her full-time job, honestly.
It is, but if you have raised beds and a fence, and we saw a neat thing at Capital Iron the other day that was like a an enclosed plastic and it looked like a bookshelf. Do all your starter plants instead
good.
Of inside the house in a basement window or something like that. So
here's an idea. You go to the market and then you buy all this stuff and just put it in the planter like it's already grown. Oh, look it. And I get a basket.
Look what
and
I've
you feel
done.
Like Martha.
I've tried that. It works really well. Yeah.
There needs to be like a fake how to fake Martha like magazine.
I think I do it. No.
Yeah, I think
well,
so.
Not well.
I
not.
Think she does it too.
Martha Light.
Martha Light.
Yeah.
But I was going to say about Easter, one of the other things that I've been doing recently is a bit of a spin is this gluten-free lemon cake.
Ooh.
Because often gluten-free baking, if it's done right, has such a nice light texture because you don't have to worry about the gluten getting tough or overworked or something like it would in a normal cake.
So what do you use for that base then instead of
In this particular recipe, it is potato flour or potato starch.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because so many people I've had the celiac scene on, like it's such mm-hmm. a huge issue now with,
it is.
With gluten.
And the dairy-free too, like our household
right?
is, and I really miss cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been able to make cheesecakes with the tofu type
yeah.
cream cheese,
yeah.
and we have made a variety of them, and they all taste great. And
yeah.
usually people that come and eat it at our house don't know what they're having.
Well, that's
they
true,
can't
right?
tell the difference.
Yeah, if you don't know, the other thing I've used as a dairy substitute, because one thing people miss a lot is whipped cream. And
oh, I love makes me sneeze, though. I'm
Well, so if you get that? The coconut milk that has a really nice, thick, solid top, and you spoon that off, just the solid part, and then you gently mix in some sugar and salt and vanilla, and you can even whip it up. It's like amazing because it has the same really creamy texture.
So coconut milk.
Coconut cream. Milk.
But it has to be like, go to Chinatown and find the cans. Like when you shake them, they don't make a sound because they're so solid.
Yeah, Fairway has those.
Yeah, and then just when you open them, just carefully spoon the really thick stuff off the top and leave the watery stuff behind.
Well, that sounds like a great idea because do you know what the cost of coconut ice cream is?
Oh, yeah. It's expensive.
I don't even like coconut, so I don't have to worry about it.
You don't know what you're missing.
But you like whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't? Now, Vicky, are you a ham or a turkey person at Easter? What is your tradition?
Oh.
I know you're a ham all the time.
Whoever will feed me, I'll eat whatever it is.
So you're not doing the big meal at your house anymore?
No.
You go to someone else's house?
No. Yeah. Yeah, some restaurant. No.
Some restaurant.
if we were doing it, we'd be ham.
Ham.
Yeah, we were always ham.
We barbecue turkey breasts, a large turkey breast on the
barbecue.
You're
so out there.
And
we know where she lives.
Yeah,
yeah.
Different flavors, you know, depends who's coming over, and we'll sometimes it'll be curry, sometimes it'll be citrus or something like that. Barbecue.
Yeah.
What?
Cajun.
You know, listen.
Okay, I know who's going
to
be sneaking
to
the back
say
door.
Something. What is it?
No, I'm just saying she's close by, Patty. We could
Oh, you want to go. Okay.
We'll just crash the party.
Yeah.
I was going to say, listening to Marlene was just making me think of what people think of me at my house, like because I cook all these ethnic classes and all these vegetarian classes, they often think they imagine I'm eating Thai noodles and you know, butter chicken and stuff.
Dressed and have a boot in the corner.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And I mean, most of the time it's, you know, barbecued salmon, spaghetti, scrambled eggs, you know, like we just
absolutely.
We eat very basic stuff. And then when it comes to big festive dinners, because I'm eating with my mom and my sisters and all of our families, it ends up being very traditional, you know, the turkey at Christmas, the ham at Easter, boom, that's it.
But I guess these traditions are so neat because we carry them on from our childhood. Usually if we've had ham for Easter, that's what we have as we grow up. And you put cloves in? Some people put Coke on top of their ham.
Yeah,
I've heard
what?
That. Martha Stewart actually. Coca-Cola on top of.
It makes a sticky sweet glaze.
Sticky sweet glaze,
I like Coke, but I just still stay with the conventional ham.
So you put the cloves in the top
then? Yeah, cloves, yeah.
Oh. And you score the ham?
Yes.
And
I have pineapple on mine.
And pineapple?
I don't think we do pineapple.
Mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes, yes. And then variety of spring veggies and lemon meringue pie or lemon cake.
Ooh. Now, mashed potatoes are huge. When we grew up, my dad was a huge fiend. Every night, mashed potatoes. And you have to whip them just perfectly. What is your secret to
I'm so glad you asked me that. Okay, the secret is, first of all, to use mealy potatoes like russets. At the most, you could use a Yukon Gold.
My sister-in-law loves Yukon Gold.
You can't use like red potatoes or anything really waxy. They just don't work. Then second, the most important thing is to make sure the potatoes are cooked thoroughly. Mm-hmm. They should be basically falling apart because if you – or not totally falling apart, but as you touch them with a fork, they should fall apart easily, fall in half easily because if they're undercooked – when you go to mash them, they end up like wallpaper paste. The starch inside stays gluey.
And if they're too well boiled, though, then they get just kind of watery.
If they're too well boiled, they get watery, obviously. There's a middle ground there, but you know, you cut them into large chunks. That's why I'm never a big fan of boiling them whole because they don't cook evenly. The outside falls apart and the inside's still raw. So usually peel, cut into big quarters, let's say, and then if a toothpick or fork goes in very easily, but they're not falling apart, then they're ready. Drain them, lots of butter. And then it doesn't matter. The whole ricing, mashing, whipping, all that doesn't actually matter as long as you're using the right potatoes and the potatoes are cooked correctly.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Another thing, my sister-in-law, she also adds like sour cream.
Yes.
I know someone who adds an egg and baking powder and whips them.
Ooh, interesting.
And it makes them, you can whip them longer?
Yeah,
we use sour cream.
So my grandson says, I make the best mashed potatoes. He comes to every Tuesday. He comes for dinner, and that's all he eats.
And what do you do, Vicky?
He discards the meat and that, and just very simple, like you say. Well, my husband grew Yukon Gold russet the year before, and just cook them, fall apart, mash them.
Right from your garden.
Let him add his own butter because there's never enough.
There's never enough butter. Exactly. Yeah,
butter's good. On the phone, we have Andrea Posna Walker from Poppy's the Florist. How are you, Andrea?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great.
How are you?
I'm good. I thought we'd bring you in early. We've got Chef Heidi here and Marlene and Vicky, and we're talking about Easter. So, you know, Poppy's the Florist has the most beautiful flowers, and they're going to do some classes. We'll talk about that after the news. But what do you do for or recommend for a beautiful Easter table as far as the flowers?
Well, always on the table, there's lots of food, so yeah. We don't necessarily want to recommend anything that's too big. Rather than what I like to see on the table is rather than something sort of like a traditional centerpiece, is to have multiples of something small. Like it always depends on how many people are going to be at the table. Lots of times you have like family gatherings, and so you have maybe 10 or 12 people at the table, and then, you know, that's a pretty long arrangement if you're going to try to get everybody to see something down there. So we prefer to see people do three smaller things or two smaller things. It takes up less space and it stretches the flowers down the table really nicely.
And any good recommendation for flowers that will last throughout that weekend for Easter to put on your table?
Well, there's lots of flowers that are available right now. There's lots of things that are in season. Most people are really, Easter's really about celebrating spring. So, you know, the tulips and the hyacinths and the iris and the daffodils are really, really popular at Easter time because they just sort of reflect the whole spring is here. Yay!
Thank goodness that it is today.
Yeah. So, I mean, but there are lots of other flowers that are in season and fully available that last a little longer than some of the bulb flowers. Are you familiar with mini cymbidium orchids?
No, but they sound good.
they're an orchid, and they're actually grown locally in greenhouses on the mainland, and they're flushing in greenhouse right now, so they're very reasonably priced, and they last a really long time and come in all different beautiful spring colors. So, you know, there is the option of doing something a little more long-lasting than the bulb flowers.
Beautiful. When we come back, we're going to talk with Andrea. I just wanted to talk for 1 second here about breakfast. Are you a hot cross bun person? My daughter works at Cobb's, and I grew up always with hot cross buns.
Yes.
You didn't really ever have to really totally like them, but it was tradition too.
I love hot cross buns, and there are a number of really good bakeries in town that make good ones. I love the buns. The hot cross buns at Bon Bon Bakery downtown is good. Cobb's, I guess, as
and
you
they have
said.
Chocolate, our traditional.
Yeah, and I think Bubby Rose probably does them as well, I would guess.
And if you go to Cobb's, there's a promotion with the kids. So both Rachel and Hamilton work there. So buy off them because they get extra dough, so to speak.
There we go.
Put on bump. Okay, so Heidi, how do people get a hold of you again?
You can go to my website. It is chefheidifink.com. And all my info's on there about my classes, what's full, what's not full, my upcoming schedule, my culinary tour schedule, my email.
Everything.
It's all organized. Even my blog is there.
And maybe Eric will be listening in and he'll be coming to one of your classes.
Yeah, maybe. He'll maybe come show me how to make his
pineapple
juice. Sounds really good.
It's been great having you in today.
Thank you so much.
And
for having
go
me.
Enjoy your day. And,
nice to meet you, ladies.
When we come back, we're going to talk some more with Andrea.
Planned your international trip.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
You've gotten your vaccines. It's not too late. Get it done at the Victoria Travel Clinic and People's Pharmacy. They offer a full range of travel services, including vaccines, a review of your itinerary, health assessment, and education on the prevention and self-treatment of travel-related diseases. Pick up what you need from their full range of natural and quality products. The Victoria Travel Clinic at People's Pharmacy. Visit today at Fairfield Road and Moss Street. Online at victoriatravelclinic.com.
To be a gold dredger is tough. It's not for the weak.
From the creators of Deadliest Catch, a new series on Discovery.
It's inevitable that guys are going to die in the water here.
An underwater frontier.
That's stupidly dangerous. I don't want to show how scared I am.
Where anyone can strike it rich.
I have bills to pay that if I don't pay, I go to jail for.
And anything goes.
Let's get some gold made here.
The series premiere of Bering Sea Gold. Monday at 7, only on Discovery.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's 8 degrees and mostly sunny downtown. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. A lengthy second round of voting has failed to crown a winner in the NDP leadership race, but frontrunner Thomas Mulcair moved closer to the magic number by claiming 38% of the vote. Peggy Nash, who was in fourth after the first ballot results this morning, has been edged off the ticket after remaining stuck behind third place Nathan Cullen. Brian Topp, who along with Mulcair has been the favored frontrunner, remains in second place with 25% of the vote. Mulcair, Topp, and Cullen now go to a third ballot, which could prove decisive. It turns out it was all a hoax. An RCMP explosive disposal unit from the mainland responded to an Oak Bay beach yesterday after the discovery of a suspicious package. Acting Sergeant Davinder Dalip says the call came in around 2:45 yesterday afternoon.
Members attended and confirmed that it was an IED, an improvised explosive device. It was wrapped with packing tape. There were some wires and what appeared to be a cell phone attached to this improvised unit. The area was cordoned off for public safety.
Dalip says the device was discovered by a couple youth. He says they did the right thing by contacting police immediately after discovering it. And a fishing vessel has been spotted adrift off of the west coast of the island, and it appears to be part of the millions of tons of debris swept out to sea from Japan when that nation was hammered by a massive earthquake and tsunami a year ago this month.
The 54-meter vessel has been spotted about 250 kilometers west of what used to be known as the Queen Charlotte Islands. The ship has been identified as coming from Hokkaido, Japan, and is slowly drifting east. The Search and Rescue Center in Victoria says no one is thought to be aboard and there is no environmental risk. Nonetheless, a warning has gone out to mariners because the fishing vessel is a potential navigational hazard. Bill Marshall, The Canadian Press.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Bateman residence. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon, our prize will increase to $113 cash. And a brief look at CFAX weather and a beautiful weekend in store for us. Today it's mainly sunny with a high of 12 degrees expected. It's sitting at 8 degrees now downtown. Partly cloudy overnight with temperatures dipping down to about 4 degrees. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 13 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. I have Vicki Sanders, who is a Saanich counselor, and Marlene Bergstrom, who is the president of the Mount Tommy Community Association, amongst many other things they do. And on the phone, we have Andrea Posno Walker from Poppy's the Florist. Andrea, we were talking about Easter arrangements, spring flowers, and you had a question, Marlene, for
Andrea. I was wondering what you have as an idea for a good hostess gift besides the typical tulips or, you know, orchids and stuff like that. A simple little hostess gift.
Mm, good idea.
Well, I mean, always when you give flowers, they're going to be well appreciated, even if they are the tulips, and that's what's popular right now because they're inexpensive and they're in abundance. When I take flowers to a party, I always try to bring something in a little vase.
I like that.
I find that when you get there, if they don't have an appropriate container for the flowers that you've brought, then it's sort of, I don't know, not everybody can design flowers as well as I can, right?
Yeah.
So it's nice if I can do that for them, but most people, if they can show up with something already in a little vase, even if it's not something very big, it's lovely for them to just be able to set it finished on the table. It looks like $1 million.
And, you know, I think there's a lot of pressure, too, when someone hands you a bunch of flowers and they look at you like, well, you're not going to let them die there, are you? And then it's kind of like, well, gosh, I got to cut them maybe if they're really tall and find a vase, like you say. And it's really not that much effort to find even a vase around your home and plunk some flowers in there.
And you can bring a vase in with you. Like, tons of people will come to me and say, I have this little vase and I want to take flowers to my friend. And I thought, could you use this? And it's like, of course we can. We also have a vase exchange here at the shop in the interest trying to be more environmental. Every time we don't use any plastic, and we also use a lot of glass and ceramic. But because they don't really go bad or get damaged most of the time, people can bring them back after their flowers are finished and get a flower credit or trade them in for something else, which is nice.
So that's great. So if we want to get flowers for an occasion, we can come to Poppy's the Florist and bring even our own container or get one there, and you'll make up something nice for us.
Yeah. We had a lady last week that brought her in her teapot, and I made flowers in her teapot.
Oh, nice.
It was pretty.
And just tell people where you're at, Andrea.
We're in the atrium building where BC Ferries is on the corner of Yates and Blanchard. And if you haven't been in this building, it is something to see. Let me tell you, it's beautiful in here.
So you're inspired every day just by your surroundings.
Oh, Oh, it's lovely. And the sun's beaming in today. It's just even better today.
You know, and Andrea's arrangements, she did the flowers for Mom's funeral. And, you know, she's not too funerally. They were springtime flowers. And they were so beautiful in this wicker basket. And I think the care you put into your arrangements is amazing because they really can make an occasion, right? The right arrangement, no matter what the occasion is.
Well, the thing about occasions especially is that the flowers really do add to the memories that you have associated with those occasions.
Mm-hmm.
And so because we are very aware of that, we always want to make sure that, you know, that's a positive memory.
Absolutely. And I guess if people want to get wedding flowers too, that sort of process started, they should contact you sooner than later this time of year.
Oh, this is the time of year that the brides are coming to get their quotes and get ideas. And, yeah, it's all about the weddings for the next few months.
Maybe that'll be our next thing, Marlene, with our daughter. You know, not for a long time, but, you know.
Many, many years,
many
please.
Years.
I've been there, done that.
Been there, done that,
got
the T-shirt.
I got granddaughters.
Oh, nice. Now, you have some classes, too. Actually, one is today. And
you've got design courses?
Yeah, you've got one, two, three, four, or five coming up. Tell us a bit about what they're going to be entailing.
We run workshops for, they're not really classes to become a floral designer and go get a job being a floral designer. They're more hobby courses, they're interest courses. It's for you to learn how to just see what it is that we do in the flower shop. We run them from October till April on Saturday afternoons, and there's a different project every week. And today's where it's a BYOV, bring your own vase, your favorite vase. We'll teach you how to put flowers in it so it looks like it was done by a professional.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it does.
And what time is that, 2 o'clock?
We run them from 2 until 3:30. If it takes longer, then you can take as long as you need to finish your project. But most people get it done within about an hour, hour and a half.
And next week you have a centerpiece in a white ceramic bubble bowl.
Yes, we're doing rolled leaves, and it has orchids and tropical flowers. Whoa. It's going to be gorgeous.
And
there's
so then
a
we just
photo
we buy the flowers from you then while we're there, kind of thing?
All the flowers are provided in the cost. We have a flat rate charge of $45,
yep.
And that includes your container, all your supplies that you need. So there's actually no real cost for the workshop itself. It's for us to, you know, create relationships with our clients and get people in and see what we do. And it's always a full class. It's really, really fun.
And I always like the floral, what is it, the foam? You know, how to use that stuff to stick your things in. Then you don't have to have them all drooping everywhere.
The Oasis.
And I'll teach you.
Well, that would be fun, right? Because it's classes of 8, so you get lots of attention. But that would be a fun thing to go to.
It's really a good time. I've never had anybody leave without a smile on their face. They're like, look what I made.
Ooh,
awesome.
The non-artistic become artistic for an hour.
Yeah, and you don't actually, a lot of people are deterred from coming in. They're like, oh, I don't have an artistic bone in my body. I can't do this. But I walk you through every step. And so, you know, as long as you can follow instructions and you can sort of duplicate what I'm doing, then you're going to walk out with something beautiful.
Now, if you want to get some beautiful flowers for tonight or for any occasion, Easter coming up, how do people get a hold of you?
We have our website, which has lots of different things to look at on it, and our email address and all that. But we prefer you call. Even when there's photos to look at on the website, if you call us up, we can tell you what's the nicest and freshest in stock that day.
And Andrea has beautiful flowers, so make sure you look up Poppy's the Florist. And Andrea, have a great Easter. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet. When we come back, we're going to talk to Terry from Laser Light and Sound Aesthetics.
CFAX 1070 is where Victoria turns first for local news, weather, and traffic with more news than ever before. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Parker from Cruise Experts Travel, and I invite you to join me as I host a 12-night AMA Waterways River Cruise on board AMA Adagio as we experience France and its legendary wine-growing regions such as Beaujolais and Côte du Rhône from September 17th to 28th. Ship is sold out, and we only have 3 staterooms left. Call me for more information on our exclusive departure, 250-384-8100. Cruise Experts Travel, your island connection. 250-384-8100.
Yep, they're getting a lot of attention. The West Hills Parade of Homes is now open from 12 to 4 p.m. daily. Featuring six new designer furnished show homes, this spectacular phase offers 10 new floor plans. It's an open house unlike anything you've ever seen. If you want a new home, visit West Hills and explore a gorgeous, award-winning community in the making. Visit westhillsbc.com for information or like us on Facebook at West Hills BC.
It's official. We have moved. End of the Roll has moved to a new location, and we're celebrating by offering our customers major discounts on high-quality carpets and floors. Save big on our wide selection of hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, tiles, area rugs, and more. It's all in stock right now, so hurry into our exciting new location today. Visit End of the Roll, where you can find your ideal floors now. Come see our new location on 601 Boleskine Road and on Millstream Road in Langford.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday at 12 noon on CFAX 1070. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
We are back in the studio. I have Marlene Bergstrom and Vicki Sanders. On the phone, I have Terry Lenore with Laser Light and Sound Aesthetic Contouring. So, Terry, give us the good word. What can you do for us?
Well, what we have is a body sculpting clinic. Hi,
Patty. Hi, Terry.
What we have is a body sculpting clinic, and we have four different pieces of equipment that can literally turn the clock back 20 years.
I'm going to be five?
It's amazing.
Dang.
We have a non-surgical facelift, spot fat reduction for those little bulges that appear, electromuscular stimulation for a bum lift.
Ooh. We saw your brochure, and Marlene said, I want that.
It's amazing.
Oh. Okay, so you were at the fair, the home fair, and R2-D2 was your machine you had there that day because it looks kind of like R2-D2. Now, that's for the old gobble-gobble, which is really a huge sign, as well as hands for a woman with aging. So how does that work, and is it something that you have to maintain forever and ever? And
well, we do refer to this as our non-surgical facelift because it does two things. When skin gets stretched, it traps the fat, but because fat is trapped, the skin, the fat stretches the skin, so it just keeps that rotation going. And this machine does that backwards. It actually takes out the fat, then tightens the skin, takes out the fat and tightens the skin. And it tightens the skin by stimulating the growth of collagen.
So would that be, like, how many treatments? I know each person would be different, but roughly how many treatments till you saw some good results?
Well, you'll see a result right in your consultation. We do consultations, but mm-hmm. you can see a result right in your consultation, but normally, you need a course of treatments to stimulate enough collagen to make it a permanent solution. So you'll see results, permanent results, at between third, fourth, fifth, and sixth treatments, depending on the damage, of course, sun damage and ages and different things.
Now, cellulite's another huge thing, which is hard to get rid of. There's creams and all kinds of stuff, but you have something that works on cellulite?
Oh, that's an absolute. Cellulite, unbeknownst to the public, is actually not fat anymore. It's toxic waste. So what happens when the body has toxins running around in the body, to protect you, it will store them in the fat cells. You see, then when the body wants something to eat and it goes to that fat store, it won't eat that because it doesn't recognize it as food anymore. So it just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger stored toxic lump. So the solution that we have is a sound wave machine, and it's the sound waves that actually shoot and break the hardened toxic lumps.
These girls are laughing about cellulite, but it's not funny because I have a large store, so to speak.
Well,
now, you're also talking about diet because you have a diet program there. I forget the name of it. That's a protein diet for a two-week course. You say you can lose 5, 6, 7 pounds.
You can lose that on almost any protein diet, for sure. The idea behind protein diets is to rebalance the pancreas, because what happens with the North American diet, there's just so many carbs and toxins and things like that. So the idea behind a protein diet is to rebalance the pancreas so the body relearns how to burn fat.
But not to eliminate it forever kind of thing? Not to eliminate wheats and things forever? Or
well, it's just I think that it's probably a really good idea to look at what the North American diet and what it actually does to the body, mm-hmm. and see. Of course, we don't want to eliminate everything forever. No. Mm-hmm. No, we want to be, we're more body sculptors than we are diet people.
But it's a 2-week program, which kind of gets you on the right track. And tell us about your background, Terry, because you were in the health profession.
Yes, I'm actually a registered massage therapist, so I have what's equivalent to my Bachelor of Science in Human Biology. It's not necessary for the profession, but it does really help in problem solving, for certain. It helps me to understand the lymphatic systems and the fat systems and all the organs and how they're working together and things like that.
I just saw one machine here, too, the Lapex 2000. And tummies are a huge thing, especially as people reach middle age, or something that no matter what you do seem to be impossible to sort of get totally toned. What kind of procedure do you have with that laser, and how does that work?
Well, the spot fat reduction is, they're all amazing pieces of equipment, and I get so excited each time I talk about each one of them. But the spot fat, the beauty of the spot fat is you can put it on any spot you want. So, Patty, if you went and ran a 10K run and you lost 500 calories, yeah. you would lose it off your whole body. But this machine will take it off of one spot.
Wow. Can I get the home version?
Maybe we can share it.
Yeah. So how quickly, you know, like how many inches? Do you have to be realistic? Do you have to be fairly slim already? Or can it work if you've got quite a muffin top?
No, I think it works on anything. It works on very big muffin tops. It works amazingly. The whole idea is to make sure that you have your body mass index under control, that you are on the lose, not on the gain. And what we like to say is that we don't want people, while they're on the program, to have caffeine, because caffeine closes a fat cell. So then maybe our machine can't open the fat cell. And the other thing we want them to do is exercise after, so that when we do release that amount of fat, that it does get out of the system. And the third thing we want them to do is not drink alcohol, because, again, it just goes straight to the fat store.
I'm out. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Marlene?
So do you, with your consultation, do you encourage still regular exercise?
Of course. We want people to be working. We want to work with people who are caring and who are who care about themselves, who want to have a good program and who want to live a good life and live old and look young.
So it's not a quick fix. It's something that can work alongside of you taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I mean, people use it for a quick fix. If they're going to Mexico and they want to look hot on the beach, mm-hmm. they'll do a whole treatment, and then they'll go down there and drink and all kinds of stuff and then come back and do another whole set of programs.
I don't use the word hot anymore. Acceptable.
But it is.
You have a nice smile.
It definitely is meant for what you can't do on your own.
Do you hear what Vicky said? I have a nice smile. So God love you. Well, Terry, it sounds great. How do people get a hold of you? You have 1, 2, 3, 4 locations on the island. How do people find out more?
Well, you can go to laserlightandsound.com.
Laserlightandsound.com. There's one right here in Victoria, too, on Wharf Street. So, Terry, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Patty. It was
very
fun.
Interesting. When we come back, we're going to talk to the gals about Toastmasters.
CFAX 1070 is your home for Vancouver Canucks hockey.
Tonight, it's the end of the road as the Canucks pay a visit to the Mile High City. Canucks and the Avalanche, play-by-play at 7. Join me, John Shorthouse, along with Dave Tomlinson, right here on CFAX 1070.
Vancouver Canucks hockey. CFAX 1070 has all the action. Catch every Canuck game all season right here on Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Many things have changed, but McCall Brothers funeral directors know people still need to gather and support each other when a death occurs. That's why they've kept with the times and have updated their reception center. Designed to honor and celebrate life, the center is fully catered, can accommodate small or large gatherings, and has ample parking. All arrangements can be made at McCall's downtown or McCall's West Shore, Jacqueline at Souk Road. McCall's Reception Center, helping to honor and celebrate a life. Visit McCallBros.com.
Have you been living with a water entry problem in your basement or crawl space? Have you been reluctant to deal with it because you saw the mess and heard the cost next door at your neighbor's? Well, Earth Service Drain Master has been solving water entry and drainage problems economically for 32 years. Trust our drainage team to restore, repair, or renew your existing system back into working condition. Call Earth Service Drainmaster at 250-479-0195. We will be glad to arrange a visit and assess your problem.
The Cloth Castle is celebrating two milestone birthdays during their March Madness sales event. Husqvarna's 140th anniversary and Singer Sewing Company's 160th anniversary. Come see the limited edition Tribute 140 series by Husqvarna and their Spring Flyer full of fabulous machines at incredible prices. Take a look at Singer's beautiful new sleek nostalgic model. It's a celebration of savings in-store and clothcastle.com. The Cloth Castle on Goldstream in beautiful downtown Langford.
I'm here with Vicki Sanders and Marlene Bergstrom, and Vicki Sanders is a, she's a kook, but she's a Sanders counselor.
That is very disrespectful.
As you're making jokes, it's like I'm up here. And Marlene Bergstrom is the Mount Tommy Community Association president, and we met through Mount Tommy Community Association, and you were on a president of a couple of associations at the time, Vicki.
I was.
And Toastmasters is something that you kind of got into because of your public role, and since then Marlene has also done. Tell us about what Toastmasters does for people.
Well, it really gets you over that fear of public speaking. And that's where, although I was out speaking, I was comfortable in the situation, like with the community, and we had a passion where we were advocating for something. And there wasn't that nervousness. But as soon as I got into a situation where I didn't know the crowd and I felt uncomfortable, particularly as a community person, I got often asked by one of the former counselors if I would go to an event and either introduce the speaker or thank the speaker. Mm-hmm. Introducing, I only had to agonize until I got there. Thanking, I was sick, more lunches I didn't eat. So when I wanted to run for council back in 2005, I decided that I would run, I actually joined Toastmasters in 2002. And I really got hooked. The people are supportive. It's an education program. You know, you learn everything, how to get over all your funny idiosyncrasies in your speaking as well as your mannerisms, and great support. And that's what I think I liked. And Marlene can – I brought Marlene in to join the club.
Love
tried
it.
To get Patty. Patty's chicken.
You know, it's funny because Judy and I came to one or two sessions, and it was a great group. But, you know, I like doing this, but I – you know, I've done some public stuff with Hudson, but it's not really something I enjoy. And I think for most people, to get on your hind legs and speak is nerve-wracking.
Yep. I was a very shy person all through school. I never, ever spoke. You know, when the teacher would ask, Vicki, so what's the answer to that? I didn't care. The ceiling could fall in.
Vicki, shy.
I know. The ceiling could fall in. I never opened my mouth. And so, I know that's hard to believe. So, as I say, in a familiar environment, very comfortable. I'm in a large family, five kids. That wasn't a problem. But that look out there and a bunch of strangers, and it's like...
And just looking at you. And you start thinking so many thoughts, like, oh, look, look, look. And it says, Victoria Toastmasters, join Toastmasters, gain confidence, improve communication skills, learn leadership skills, impress boss, get raised, buy Ferrari. And, you know, Bruce Williams, who's at CTV Vancouver Island, of course, he won a huge...
Yes.
Award with leadership. Now, what have you found it's done for you, Marlene?
Well, so much. I mean, the confidence in public speaking, or it actually has built professional and personal skills, whether mm-hmm. it's leadership, confidence, collaboration. I had to do on my Speaking to Inform manual recently. It was a radio show. And so that was a good prelude to today.
So you had to run the radio show?
I had to run the radio show.
And so you stand in front of your group?
And I had one person doing an interview on me.
Oh.
And then the one last week was really hard. It was you're in the hot seat. Basically, I had to pick a controversial topic and persuade people in a interesting manner, and then get hot questions back, like really be put under fire. And that was probably one of my best speeches that
I did.
Marley, it was the
best speech.
And wow. I was, public speaking comes, I'm very nervous public speaking, but I knew in my role in the community, getting out there and meeting more people, that I'd have to get more confidence in talking to other people about things that I wasn't even familiar with.
Right.
So it has helped so much, and we're just a great collaboration.
Do you get nervous when you have to speak to this group, or you learn to control some of those?
I still get nervous.
Yes.
I still get very nervous.
Isn't that a good thing in a way, though, to have a little bit of that, because it keeps you on edge, but you still have fun within the group?
One of the long-term members who's moved on from the club now because she moved up island, she told me that, you know, after I was in for a few years and wonder the butterflies didn't go away, she said, Vicki, I always still have those butterflies. And it just gives you that little bit of an edge that you don't get overconfident. But I know Marlene joining the club, and I met you through Patty, and you didn't say anything. You know, Marlene was so
and
quiet.
And now you can't shut me up.
I can't shut her up. And she was. And you know, you brought you along to the club, and I'm always so proud of you when you come and speak to us at council and professional and speak well. You know, your comments are the, you know, as they talk about, you know, the beginning, the close, or the body of your topic, and focused.
And I was very privileged to represent our club at a special 30th anniversary event last year, very much out of my element. It was male dominated. It was the history of the club who started it many years ago, mm-hmm. and had to represent and speak on behalf of our club, and it was a really good speech, and there was some people there that came up to me after, and I got emails after from people from all over BC.
Well, you guys both always amaze me with all your skills, really. You're really impressive women in total. Now, with Toastmasters, you have different levels you can get to, and you said this new level you're at. What is that you're taking now?
I'm working on my bronze level.
Yes, you are.
My bronze. So I've completed the competent communicators, but I'm working on two tracks now, my communications and my leadership one. So there's actually another aspect to communicators, Toastmasters, that people don't understand is the two tracks about communications and leadership. So I'm doing my entry level of the leadership one as well.
Okay. Now, before we finish, I want to let people know how they get a hold of Toastmasters and what kind of clubs. Also, the Mount Tommy Community Association, you had a poster there. You got something coming
up? Yeah, we have an event with Saanich, the Cycling Festival, on April 22nd, and you can go to saanichcyclingfestival.ca for more info.
And what's your Mount Tommy website?
mtca.ca.
You're doing a great job. And Toastmasters, how do you find out about Victoria chapters or the one you're in? Or is it full?
Yeah, we're always looking for members. District 21 Toastmasters, you'll get our the Toastmasters groups in Victoria, they're all listed. We're Communicators Toastmasters meet at 10 to 7 a.m. at the Cedar Hill Rec Center on a Thursday morning. And great group. We'd love to see anybody anytime. And just, you know, Google Victoria Toastmasters Communicators and you'll find our website.
And they are a jolly bunch. I mean, it's like 10 to 7. They got all these things and games and timers and it's like, whoa.
Yeah. It's great, and I'm at the other end from Marlene. I'm just about finished. I've gone through all the leadership levels.
But you'll keep going. You love it.
I'm actually started again as I'm waiting to finish off my last two requirements. I've started another competent communicator in leadership again. So
good stuff, and you're going to keep going, Marlene?
I'm
going
to keep going. I've got, I think, about 10 more manuals that I want to get through. I'm almost done the next two, but yeah,
you're
it's
doing
great.
So anything you need to know about Mount Tommy Community Association, Marlene Jergal, and Vicki Sanders, if Saanich Council?
Any little problem. I'm working on barn swallows and cats right at the moment.
Sounds like a song.
Oh, dear. Don't call me.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, listen, guys. Great having
Thanks,
you on the show.
Patty.
Please come back again real soon. And good thing we didn't have a big giggling fit this time.
Almost
well,
did.
Well, kind of did.
Yeah,
TJ, thank you as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.